Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is how we do it on a Friday!
Yes, sir!
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Sounds so nice.
Yes, crank it up.
I'm going to be cracking open those Funky Buddhas this weekend. I will be out by the pool.
I'm going fishing Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm knocking down at least 25 to 30 hop guns on Sunday. I'm going to tell you now.
Funky Buddha, that's how you keep the weekend feeling like a weekend.
This song makes you wiggle. It makes me wiggle. Song.
Funky Buddha Brewery.com, by the way, if you want to order some pickup over the weekend. They've got delicious food. Hit it! Crank it up, Solana! Oh, did you just see that alley-oop? Tell me you saw that! It's our guy, what's his name?
Chris Silva!
Silva caught it. Oh!
Chris Silva caught an oop, cut it to 49-31, Heat losing. And that's a win.
There we go, Silva. Cut it by
18. Want the Heat to lose.
Oh, it's a win. A loss is a win.
That's right.
That's what I explained to my wife when
up
we got engaged.
Up is down. Up is down. Down is up.
I know you're mad, but this is better for you. I know. I understand what's going on.
It's a whole different thing. All right. We have a lot to get to this hour. Robert Smith, college football analyst for Fox. He's going to join us. Jen Figueroa will check back in along with Alex Dono and Dan Day. We've got a Searing Pain movie review to end the week. We've got the montage and we've got headlines. Can you do a very quick headline, Solana, so we can hear Dan Day's montage?
I can. Right now, Heat trail by 18, 51-33 to the Pacers. As Hawk just said, a good thing. It's a win by virtue of a
big
loss.
Big bucket by Solly.
Hell with Solly. Hell with Silva. How many points does UD have?
I don't even know if he's still out there anymore.
Oh, Jesus. We're failing if UD doesn't drop 20. We're failing at life if UD doesn't get 20 in this game.
They should crank up our Friday song and get everybody jumping over there.
Tomorrow, the Blazers will play Memphis. It is the play-in game. If Memphis wins, they'll play one more sudden-death game. Memphis needs to win two games to get into the eighth seed. If the Blazers win just one game tomorrow, that means they will play the Lakers in the first round of the NBA playoffs in the West.
By the way, we're all rooting for the Blazers, right? It's more fun to watch Dame Lillard than Ja Morant, or no?
Yes.
Yes, I believe
so.
Yeah,
I'd like to see the Blazers.
And I want to see our boy, the big goofy bastard. I want to see Wasan Whiteside out there getting embarrassed by AD. Yes, yes, we're going Blazers.
Skip. I like the Wasan Whiteside.
Skip. Why can't he get in front of Antonio Davis, Skip? Just slow him down, Skip. I can't wait for that. We're going for Blazers.
By the way, the Heat. By the way, that game tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. between the Grizzlies and the Portland Trail Blazers. The Heat, they'll kick off their round one series versus Indiana on Tuesday, August 18th. Game one, 4 p.m. tip off time.
All right.
The Marlins, they're back at Marlins Park tonight versus the Braves, 7:10 p.m. with Pablo Lopez getting the nod.
They're not back at Marlins Park. They're at Marlins Park.
Yeah.
They ain't been there this season.
First home game of the season.
Crazy. Crazy.
In the Champions League, I told you last hour, Barcelona was losing 4-1 to Bayern Munich. Guys, you won't believe this. Bayern Munich beat Barcelona 8-2.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe that.
No, I mean, the sarcasm isn't necessary. Eight goals. Eight goals in a Champions League quarterfinal scored against a team as big as Barcelona is.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that. I don't believe that.
Man, quarterfinals, I don't believe it.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Let's just move on to weather then. It's brought to you by Joe Hillman Plumbers, your trusted plumbers for over 33 years. Today, we continue to service all of South Florida just as we always have. When you have a plumbing issue, we are available 24/7. Log on to joehillmanplumbers.com so we can help. Your friends at Joe Hillman Plumbers wish you all the best in these trying times. Right now, 90 degrees, mostly sunny in Miami. Still a beautiful sunny day. Probability of precipitation is now up to 2%. So it was at 1% last hour, now at 2%.
So it doubled. The possibility doubled.
It did. It doubled.
Wow. Yeah. So now let me get this clear. Byron UEFA scored 8 goals.
Bayern Munich.
Byron Allen owns the Weather Channel. How about that?
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Okay. That's all from the Weatherplex. Let's try this one more time. Key and Peele, where are you at?
All right. You had a rough one today on the updates. That's all right. Not everything can go. It's a company called Brock's. Brock's Candy.
Never heard of them.
I don't know if this is going to floor you or not. There's a candy company, Brock's Candy. Let's get the montage. Dan Day, he is our WAP on the show, the wacky associate producer.
Oh my.
Dan Day, he puts together a montage at the end of the week in case you may have missed something on the Hockman and Crowder extravaganza. Without further ado, let's hear it.
Hockman highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Give the ball to Shannon.
I was going
to
say, my IBS has been acting up since COVID, and I'm all torn up.
Highlight.
You should have grown up back in my day. You could have been at Busch Gardens. That's a whole different story. All right, finish up the headlines.
Don't pull my wee-wee hair.
There's two people on the planet that don't like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Solana and Crowder.
No. Solana and black people. And whenever they say, hey, do you want to get tested for STDs? Yeah. You can test me. It's big, no big deal. I'm fine. But I'm scared for the next 2 or 3 days.
Normalize having dandruff. Go ahead. That's yours, Solana.
I mean, why not? Everybody has
why
a little
not?
Flake.
Everybody normalize has- hand having dandruff. Normalize.
Delicioso.
You can get the crabs and it's not in your system. You see them crawling.
Called Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey. And then called Prosecco Prosciutto in the same segment.
I done dabbled in some cheese in this quarantine, and boy, I slapped my damn daddy over these cheese slices.
Make you slap your mama.
People, hell with Prosecco, man. We talking about prosciutto now. I don't give a damn about no Whitey, whatever his name is. Whiting, I don't know, whatever. Whoever he
you don't
is.
You don't give a damn about Whitey. Hey, roll that tape back. I don't give a damn about Whitey. I like them Kyle Lowry types.
Boy, if Kyle was Kyolina, boy, Kyle Lowry kind of fine a little bit.
I'm pleased.
It's like a cacophony of sounds. I don't know what's happening half the time. I imagine if anybody's not listening to the show on a regular basis, they're like, what the hell is going on there? And that's exactly what we're trying to accomplish. Well done, yeah. Dan Day. Dan Day killed it again. The end of the week montage. All right, so we've got a We've got a searing pain movie review coming up with Jen Figueroa. First, though, Robert Smith, friend of ours, played a long time in the NFL as a running back. Now he's an analyst, college football analyst for Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network. And I wanted to hear what he had to say about the Big Ten and Pac-12 canceling their fall football seasons and the notion that the ACC and SEC and Big 12 are going to try to play. So we'll talk with Robert Smith next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tell Trey Young I said hi.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's Figgy.
Cinema. J. Fig knows it.
Hey guys, I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me, because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need... Rose.
Biggie Fresh.
The Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. This song means final segment on a Friday, and it is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Crowder was just talking about doing a little boating, a little fishing this weekend. You know the cooler is going to be filled with that Funky Buddha.
You know what's bad? I went and checked because we're fishing on Sunday. I believe that Solana and Dan Day are going to come out on the boat with me, which
now
is encouraging.
Yes.
But now that I went and checked, I only have 2 cases of Hop Gun. That's not enough. I got to go get 2 or 3 more cases of beer if I'm a fish.
For Dan. Day. For Dan.
I'm bringing a keg. I'm bringing keg it up.
Dan, we ready. Both big enough, big homie. Let's have a party.
I'm ready.
This is going to be like that Minnesota Vikings boat from what
yes.
I gather.
Yes, with no girls. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not the smallest one, so I'm safe.
We'll be fishing.
Whoa.
Sorry, Dan. Sorry, Dan. Might have to sacrifice for the team.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You hear Jen Figueroa and Dan Day. Alex Dono has checked in as well. Crowder and Solana and me. And we are having a fun Friday program. Everyone excited for the Hard Hawk Casino, which will begin with the Braves Marlins games tonight. The Pacers leading the Heat right now, 74-57 in the third quarter in a game that totally does not matter at all. Jen Figueroa does a movie review for us just about every day on the program, and it generally involves searing pain. Searing pain, Solana!
Oh, searing pain! Absolute searing pain!
So yesterday, and she has posted her full review on her Instagram page, JFig Radio, letter J, F-I-G Radio. I will tell you, JFig seems to be, spreading out a little bit. She's feeling herself a little bit. She's taking risks that she hasn't taken before. She did a remake of the WAP video the other day. Today, a shower scene. You get JFig in the shower.
Oh.
So JFig Radio.
And I was outside and got allergies for you guys.
And she was outside running. It was like a movie from the 70s with slow motion or something. I don't know what was happening there.
No, that's just me running.
Check it out. My bad. I thought it was slow motion. Y'all ever see that video of our program director Len running at the Dolphins facility? Did anyone see that?
I did.
Tackled the bag. Yes.
Oh my God! I'm not kidding you. I thought it was a slow mo thing. And he's like, "Nah, I was going full speed."
Send that to me, please.
I don't know if I have that anymore. You remember that, Solana?
Oh yeah, I have it.
Yeah,
for sure.
That it's one of the greatest videos I've ever seen. Well, maybe J Fig could beat Len in a race. Maybe we found the person she could beat. Anyway, the movies we gave J Fig yesterday, I gave her Gremlins with Phoebe Cates. Crowder gave her Bebe Kids. We were talking about that during the show. Dono gave her Ready or Not. No one knew what that was except Crowder.
Good movie.
Solana gave her The Irishman because she had to go to bed early, so he figured he'd troll her and give her a four-hour movie. And Dan David gave her Glory, the Civil War movie. So which out of those five did you watch, Figgy?
Guys, I watched Ready or Not, and I don't regret it.
So thank what you. Now? Is that on Netflix?
HBO
no,
Max, great
Prime.
Platform.
Great platform.
Great platform, HBO Max. All right. So I don't know what Ready or Not is, so give us a little synopsis and a review.
So basically, Grace gets married to a very rich family, and then the day of her wedding at midnight, she has to be initiated into the family, and by doing that, she has to play a game. And she has to draw a card from a mystery box, and then it picks.
This actually sounds kind of interesting.
It's so good. You have to watch it. It's so
good. I'm not even kidding you. I kind of don't want you to spoil it now because I get HBO Max.
I will stay quiet right now.
And the way that you just described it actually sounded pretty interesting.
There's weapons.
All right. All right, so how many mods?
You will love this movie.
I'm telling you,
really?
Hawk, all you have to do, watch the trailer, because it was actually my wife who wanted to watch this. She got me to watch it with her a few months ago. She typically has terrible taste in movies, so I didn't want to watch it. But she showed me the trailer, and I said, okay, I'm in. Let's do it. And it was good.
All right, because we'll watch it tonight, because I'll probably watch the Marlins game, and if it's not close, we'll watch a movie. If not, I can watch it after the Marlins game tonight.
I'm telling you, I don't want to go to sleep at all. I just wanted to finish the movie.
You know how your ball players, the football players, carry the everybody's pads in to earn their keep.
Yep.
Yeah, like you have to earn your keep in this family, but you have to really earn your keep in this family.
But is it like a weird family, like the family in Get Out?
Oh, Get Out and Adams. Yeah. Get Out and Adams family are very close.
That and also The Purge at one point, basically. You can say
okay.
That.
Okay, this actually sounds
and
interesting.
And kind of Seven. I would say
all right.
Oh, Seven. Oh, J Fig, you referenced the old movie we gave you.
Yes. Look at this. I'm so excited. I want to watch this movie again. I was convincing my dad earlier to watch it with me.
All right. I'm watching this weekend for sure, then. It's called Ready or Not.
You're not having no sex afterwards, though, Hawk. Like, this is a go-to-bed movie.
I had sex a few nights ago, so I'm down for September 3rd on my calendar.
You also had a WAP, so. Of next year, right?
You'll understand when you're 50, kids. I have September 3rd circled on my calendar. I don't know about you guys. So how many mozzarella sticks do you give it, Figgy?
Look, I am in between 9.5 and a 10.
A 10? A perfect 10?
Or a 10.
Wow. Is it that good, Crowder?
Hawk, it's a good movie. You would... Before
was it ever released to theaters?
Before? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It was? Okay, I don't know. I saw it streaming. I saw it during the quarantine, and when you brought it up yesterday, Dono, that's why I went crazy, because I was like, this is a good-ass movie.
Yes! Hawk,
before you criticize it, Hawk, just watch it. Just watch it, please.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm going to sign you. I'm going to sign you this weekend, Hawk. Ready?
Yes!
I got to sign you this weekend. Ready or
I'm going to watch it because this has never happened with Jen before, where she starts describing something, and A, I understand it, but B, it actually sounds appealing. That's why I was like, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. It actually, the way you were describing it, I was like, that sounds like a good movie. All right, I'm watching.
Nothing. Yes.
If you watch
watching.
My review, you'll get even more intrigued.
All right. Well, I'm not going to watch the review because I don't want it to be spoiled.
Right.
All right. So there you go. So 9.5 mozzarella sticks. Wow. Do you agree with that, Dono?
I'd probably go 9. I mean, I don't know if I liked it as much as Jen, but yeah, she described it well, and it is very good. So yeah, I'm on board.
All right, cool. All right, let's give Jen Figueroa movies to watch this weekend. I forget now. Crowder may have suggested this once or twice. I don't think you've watched it though. I saw on one of these 80s Twitter accounts that the CD Crushin' from the Fat Boys was released on this day in 1987. It is one of my all-time favorite CDs. I wore the CD out. I loved the Fat Boys, and this Crushin' CD was honestly one of my favorites. And so that got me to thinking, well, Disorderlies, which is the Fat Boys movie. Have you seen Disorderlies, JFig?
Never, no.
Okay. You've heard of the Three Stooges?
Yeah.
All right, so the Three Stooges were like from the 50s or 60s, and it was, you know, poke each other in the eyes or whatever. A lot of people thought the Fat Boys, who were a rap group when they made Disorderly, you've seen it, Crowder, right? Disorderly is like, it was almost Three Stooges-ish.
Yes, very Three Stooges-ish, but there's 18 Stooges in the Three Stooges when you get to the Fat Boys because they're gigantic. But no, right. I might change my opinion, Hawk. I might go with you on the Disorderlies because it is one of my favorite movies. I love Disorderlies.
Right. It is just a comedy. It is a mindless comedy, JFig. Disorderlies. Must have been from the 90s, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is like 87. Early 90s.
Old rich guy.
87?
Old rich guy needs some help, and they hire 3 overweight black dudes to help him. I don't know I don't think it's too accurate on what happens, but it becomes a great movie.
It's funny. It's just a mindless comedy, so Disorderlies. Crowder, what are you going to give JFig for this weekend?
I was going to go The Usual Suspects, but well, I think I'm going
to. I have such a tough time watching that movie because of the ear scene.
Yeah, it's a thriller though. I was going with the thriller, but you know
Hold
what?
On, hell, are you, the ear scene is not Usual Suspects, is it? That's Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, Usual Suspects is what's the guy's name? Kaiser Sose.
He tries to convince them about the devil and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He
tries. Kaiser Sose. Yeah.
Well, hell, you know what I'm gonna do on Monday, but today I'm going Disorderlies.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm going.
Can you name any of the Three Stooges, JFig?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Click, click, click.
Yeah. Solana.
Heard that click.
Crowder and Hawkman.
That's funny. Can you name them, Crowder, the Three Stooges?
Larry, Curly, and Moe, correct?
Hey. Yeah, very good. Yeah,
well, you know, I like silly crap, bro. I love silly crap now.
Have you ever seen, JFig, a Three Stooges TV episode?
No.
Wow, that's crazy. You've seen Dono, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I actually had a math teacher in 10th grade who was a terrible teacher. He used to show us Three Stooges, like, on the TV in the classroom.
Anybody seeing what's going on in this Heat game right now, Solana?
Yeah, it's not looking good. Derek
Is
Jones
that Derek
Jr.
Jones Jr. on the ground?
Yeah, he's on his back right now, and it's a very weird contact injury he had trying to get over a screen, so we'll keep an eye on that.
He's actually on his front, not his back. He's laying front. He's face down on the court. It was close. You had him on his back, but he's laying on his front. But other than that, you nailed it.
Thanks.
You watched Three Stooges in math class?
Yeah, I had a really bad math teacher.
Oh, really good one.
He set me back I couldn't do math after that. He was a terrible teacher.
I can't imagine why.
Right. He used to show Three Stooges videos like in class when he just ran out of stuff to teach.
I want to start doing that with this show. We just play when we run out of stuff to talk about. Play a Three Stooges clip.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Donald, did anyone in your class wear a helmet? Just asking.
So, Lana, have you seen Three Stooges?
Yeah, actually, I know this is going to sound too good to be true, but it's 100% serious. In seventh grade, Miss Alfonso at Arvida Middle School, my English teacher, literature, she would play the Three Stooges as well.
Really?
Well, let me rephrase the question. Did anybody in your class wear a helmet?
What is it possible going on they were here? Classmates and didn't know it because they both had helmets on? Derek Jones Jr. is still on the ground. Oh, no. I don't know what is happening here, but he's not.
Is he wiggling or sitting still?
He's laying still, but he's holding the back of his neck.
Oh, he's hurt. When they lay still, they hurt. Yeah, when they lay still, they hurt.
All right, Dono, I'll keep an eye on this, obviously. Dono, what movie are you going to give J. Fig this weekend?
So I'm going to do J. Fig another favor. I gave her a short movie, which turned out to be a really good movie last night because she had to wake up early. Since she was up very early this morning, I want to give her another short and to-the-point movie. 96-minute running time, great mix of comedy and horror. Kevin Bacon, 1990, there's mysterious creatures under the ground. How about Tremors?
I think Crowder has given Tremors.
Oh, really?
Before, haven't you?
No, no.
Haven't you given her Tremors?
I did, Donald, but Donald did a great job of selling Tremors.
He did. There's things under the ground. Tremors.
Creatures.
All right. Tremors with Kevin Bacon. Solana, what are you going to give Jay Fig for this weekend?
Hawk, you tweeted today Steve Martin's birthday, correct?
Yes.
I was not aware, but since I saw your tweet, I could not wait to give Jay Fig my favorite Steve Martin film. And there's a lot of them because he is truly phenomenal. But from my era, Queen Latifah, Steve Martin, Bringing Down the House.
Bringing Down the House. Mm. One of the... Not bad. Oh, wow. They're bringing out a stretcher for Derek Jones Jr.
My God.
Holy moly. I rarely see that on a basketball court. I'm assuming they're going to immobilize his neck the way they do for football injuries here before they put him on the stretcher. That's exactly what they're doing.
Oh, no.
But he's laying face down. Ooh, yeah, cancel the game.
Yeah, we know it doesn't mean much.
This is ugly looking. Go ahead, Dan Day, what are you going to give Jay Fig for this weekend?
Yeah, thanks for the lead-in. Besides Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? I'm way too excited about Sunday to even think about anything right now. Just go see Crushin'. I'm too excited. I'll see you, Crowder, 5:30 in the morning Sunday.
Crushin's a CD, so I don't know how watch it.
I can't even think. Well, what's the name of the Bungie Boys? I don't
Disorderly.
Even know.
Disorderly. Bungie Boys.
The Bungie Boys.
Look, I got Funky Buddha on my mind, guys. Come on.
All right, fair enough. He's going fishing with Crowder this
weekend. Am I the only one that's never heard the quote that Dan just said about, don't worry about it, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Oh, that's always a great line to use.
Heard that before. That is genius.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great way to. All right, now they're rolling Derek Jones Jr. over right now onto the flat board.
Now he's on his back.
Lift him up. Thank you, Solana. You are correct.
Solana, you're now that guy on dodgeball.
And
you're what's his name on dodgeball?
Rip Torn?
No, the Ocho.
the announcer. Yeah.
This is a tough game. Oh, tough game there, bro. No.
All right. Well, there's your movies. Obviously, a bit of a downer here at the end of the show with this Derek Jones Jr. injury. But you've got your movies there. I gave you Disorderlies, three Disorderlies, one Tremors, and one Bringing Down the House. All right.
Yep.
All right. Follow her on Instagram, J Fig Radio. I'm just keeping it here for a second so we can let everyone know what's going on with Derek Jones Jr. So they're still standing around him. They don't have him up on the stretcher yet, but they have flipped him over. They have immobilized his neck. His arms are moving. Like, he's got his hand on his face right now or whatever. So I think it's precautionary. Obviously, he's injured, but I don't think there's any worry about paralysis or anything. But he is. See what he's doing there, Solani? He's like breathing real hard.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be he is overcome with emotion. That could be a reason. He could be crying, which is why from our angle on TV, it looks like he might be breathing or having trouble breathing. But I can't hear the game. I can't hear E. Reed. So, I don't want to speak.
Well, they're watching the same TV feed that we are, so I don't think they know anything besides what I'm sharing.
Right.
They're strapping him onto the flatboard. Like I said, you could see his arms are moving, though, which is good news.
Was it a violent hit? I can't watch. I'm in my dungeon.
I didn't really see it.
No, it was a very common screen set by an Indiana Pacer, and he tried to get over the screen. It looks like there may have been like a little hip check, and he just went straight to the ground.
Did his head snap back?
I didn't get a good enough look to see if there was any sort of snap back by his head. I don't want to speak out of term.
Out of turn.
Right.
You said out of term. Because remember earlier you said that you might want to shake off the rusk And I think he meant rust.
No, he did not say that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know all the letters in the words you use?
I don't think he knows the words that he's using.
Hey, bingo.
Do you think that it's... Do you think the phrase is speaking out of term?
Listen, I don't want to take the attention away.
Oh, wait, they're showing a replay now. I can see it. Oh, he got caught. Yeah, how did he get caught on that screen?
Slow feet, maybe.
He got caught on the screen.
Very traditional screen set. Doesn't look.
Yeah, I didn't.
Any,
yeah,
no dirty play.
Yeah,
there, right?
It didn't look like it didn't. You know, didn't look like he got blindsided with a shoulder or anything. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, he is getting wheeled off on the stretcher. So obviously, we wish the best for Derek Jones Jr. And I would certainly flip over to 790 The Ticket if you want to get more information on that, because they'll have it for you.
You know what? The best suggestion, I'm put a little lighten up the moment. I've seen Paul Pierce not able to stand up, and he came back a quarter later.
He was wheeled off on a wheelchair.
Yes.
Well, it's because, or was that D. Wade?
Both. D. Wade.
Oh,
and,
no. Paul Pierce did it. Paul Pierce doo-dooed on himself.
Yeah,
we know
Paul,
the story.
Yeah.
Now.
Paul Pierce pooped himself, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's holding the towel, Solana, on his nose almost. I wonder, is it possible that he broke his nose? Where he ran into the screen and, you know, hard with his face.
Hawk, can I ask why you keep coming to me?
I don't know. That's a really, that is it. That is strange that I keep doing that.
I mean, you are watching on an 82-inch screen. I'm watching on a 14-inch computer monitor. And
like through Steph's head.
This is clearly this is clearly a sensitive situation.
Yeah,
I'm probably
right,
the
you're
last
right.
person you want
you're
to
right.
keep coming to.
And now we've
you're
lost
right.
the TVs here in the studio.
You're right.
I am drenched in sweat. Please.
Dr. Solana, how do you feel about the situation?
Why am I going Solana to Solana MD. Like he's some expert? Like,
seriously.
All right, they're going to commercial break on the television broadcast, and Derek Jones Jr. has been wheeled off. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that, obviously. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Thank you, Jen Figueroa. We went a little bit long here, but you've got your movies. Follow her on Instagram, JFigRadio. Thank you. Robert Smith was excellent today. Lee Sterling gave you some winners, hopefully. Who else do we have on the show today? I'm missing someone.
Lee Sterling as well.
I just said that.
Robert Smith and John the killer, the
John,
killer John Clayton.
Said that. John Clayton from the Washington Post. That couldn't have worked out any better. That's my medical expert, ladies
keep
and gentlemen.
Going to him.
All right. You can use the... Oh, go back and use the radio.com rewind feature. Go back to 2 o'clock when... Solana delivered his his headlines with this story about Brock's Candy, where he said a company called Brock's Candy, as if it was a new company. It was formed in 1904, the most famous candy maker in the history of the world. All right, everybody have a great and safe weekend. Wear a mask. We will speak with you el lunes.
Bold strategy there, Cotton. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.